Renovation of the heart, putting on the character of Christ. Prelude. Jesus said, "Those who drink of the water that I will give them will never again be thirsty. The water that I will give them will become in them a spring of water gushing up to eternal life." When we open ourselves to the writings of the New Testament, when we absorb our minds and hearts in one of the Gospels, for example, or in letters such as Ephesians or 1 Peter, the overwhelming impression that comes upon us is that we are looking into another world and another life. It is a divine world and a divine life. It is life in the kingdom of the heavens. Yet it is a world and a life that ordinary people have entered and are entering even now. It is a world that seems open to us and beckons us to enter. We feel its call. The amazing promises to those who give their life to this new world through their confidence in Jesus leap out at us from the page. For example, we read Jesus' own words that those who give themselves to him will receive a living water, the Spirit of God himself, that will keep them from ever again being thirsty, being driven and ruled by unsatisfied desires, and that this water will become a well or spring of such water, gushing up to eternal life. Indeed, it will even become rivers of living water, flowing from the center of the believer's life to a thirsty world. Or we read Paul's prayer that believers would know the love of Christ that surpasses knowledge, so that they may be filled with all the fullness of God by the power at work within us that is able to accomplish abundantly far more than all we can ask or imagine. Or Peter's words about how those who love and trust Jesus rejoice with an indescribable joy, with genuine mutual love pouring from their hearts, ridding themselves of all malice and all guile, insincerity, envy, and all slander, silencing scoffers at the way of Christ by simply doing what is right and casting all their anxieties upon God because he cares for us. The vision is clear, and no one open to it can mistake what it means. But while all is clear and desirable, we must admit that in many historical periods as well as today, Christians generally only find their way into this divine life slowly and with great difficulty, if at all. I believe one reason why so many people do in fact fail to immerse themselves in the words of the New Testament and neglect or even avoid them is that the life they see there is so unlike what they know from their own experience.